Natural Way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Well, at least another hour. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Telephone number to be with me if you've got a question or a comment or a complaint or whatever about gardening, landscaping, environmental issues, whatever. Give us a buzz at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Got a lot of things going on. Here we are coming down to the wire, Christmas and holidays in general. It is that time of the year. The newsletter is related to Christmas trees. I want to talk about that a little bit. First of all, I need to tell you that this hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. Victor Pet Foods, the dog and cat foods that we recommend highly, that my dogs eat. We don't have any cats, but we have dogs and they love it. They were a little bit upset with me this morning. I did something that I haven't done in a long time, and that is overslept. Actually, didn't oversleep. I have misplaced my phone somehow, and I tried to use Judy's and set the alarm on it. And I did a real smart thing. I set it for p.m. instead of a.m. So luckily, she woke me up, or I wouldn't even be here right now. wasn't a good move. But the Victor is, you know, I usually give the dogs as I'm making my breakfast a little bit of a bite here and there. They're pretty spoiled. And then we give them the dog food, the Victor dog food right after that. And I had a different routine this morning, so they were concerned. Judy was going to have to take care of them after I left. So I'm sure they're fine by now. But if you haven't tried Victor yet, please do. Grain-free. They have several choices there, and then they have products that do have grain, but none of the products have wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. None of the products that Victor Dog Food makes have any chemical preservatives. There's a lot of products out there on the market and some good ones that have some of the same kind of thinking going into them, but a lot of the companies will have some products that have the stuff that we don't like, and some products will have only products that we do like. The thing about Victor that's really special is that all of them are the same. Nothing in their plant, wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, or the chemical preservative. So if you haven't tried it, please do. Victor Dog Food. VictorDogFood.com. Bad news from last week. Red is still waiting for a home, so we need to go to DirtDoctor.com, the SPCA button there, and look at Red's picture. Better still, go down to the SPCA near downtown Dallas. You may want to be careful today if you didn't get the news. The Dallas White Rock Marathon, whatever they call it, is underway. So you may need to wait till this afternoon before you get too near some of that. Look it up. Look up the route if you're traveling around East Dallas, Lakewood, downtown Dallas, and see what the route is, and so you can stay away from it because they do have all that blocked off. I would imagine because of the terrorism that we've had in marathons before, that the security will probably be beefed up to a different level to some degree, and so I'm sure they're going to be have barricades a lot more in place than they normally do. At least that's what I would guess. No, I'm not a runner, but a lot of people are. There's lots of folks down there. Anyway, Red still needs a home, and he's a cutie. Take a look at him. His picture of all the dogs that we try to help, their pictures while they're still up for adoption or on our website under the SPCA button. This week, meet Miles. He's a male, 6-year-old, 39-pound lab mix, and he's a good-looking guy. He's a blonde lab mix. He was surrendered to a humane officer on September the 24th. He's having a rough past, but he looks great now. He's still a little shy. It takes him a little time to warm up to people, but it's worth it. It says he's a sweetheart and wants to find a quiet place to live a comfortable life. He would do best in a home with no kids under the age of 10. So check out Miles. And if you need a dog, look into that. If you know somebody that's looking to get into the pet business, it's a great way to go. Miles down at the SPCA in Dallas. Well, there's something really interesting on our Facebook page. If you haven't seen it already, I want you to check out, and there's something else coming. Logan sent us an email a couple of days ago with big capital letters, "There is a sloth in my backyard." And sure enough, there was. And we have pictures on Facebook of this sloth that ambled through and on the electrical lines first and then in a tree. Logan was mesmerized. She said she watched him for several hours, and he just went to sleep in a tree, and she got some pretty good pictures. And they're on Facebook now. Just go to facebook.com. Where is that? That's in Costa Rica is where this happened, and it's fairly unusual even there. So anyway, it's there. The next thing that we'll put on there for you, and she hadn't been able to get it to us yet, she took a video of this guy or girl. And we'll put that on Facebook and the website for you when that comes up. Pretty cool creature feature that daughter and announcer Logan ran into in Costa Rica. They are fascinating animals. I watched one downtown Dallas several years ago. We have a private little zoo kind of a thing. It's the Dallas... I forget what they call the thing exactly, but anyway, it's a private zoo and has in beautiful tropical plants and everything from fish to it had sloths at that time. I'm not sure they do anymore, but I watched a sloth a long time when I was down there myself, and it was fascinating. They move so slowly, and he was reaching over and trying to grab the next tree and kind of moving between the top of trees. And I'll bet that they couldn't figure out how to keep them there. I think they're pretty smart, and they'll just take whatever time it takes, kind of balancing and swinging in the tree, and would reach out with those claws and couldn't quite grab the tree, and he'd swing a little bit more back and forth, reach out slowly and grab the trees. He obviously was not in a hurry and very patient. And I heard through the grapevine that they were so smart about figuring out how to get out, they may not have them there anymore. But also one thing that we learned about the sloth is that they're so slow, and they, you know, sleep a lot, and they seem to be lethargic and this always in slow motion and everything. But those claws, either the two or the three, whichever kind of sloth it is, you don't want to get anywhere near, because they will cut you open. Very lethal weapons that they have. Anyway, check that out. Go to facebook.com. It's The Dirt Doctor, and you can see their latest wild pet there. Since I was in such a hurry this morning, I didn't do anything fancy for my tea. I did the orange and lemon for the tea, a little coffee, slugged down some granola, and not my usual egg and meat and avocado breakfast, and had a little bit of juice and did my vitamins and came on in. So hopefully I'll be fine for you, and we'll talk about gardening. The newsletter, Christmas trees. Let's talk about that a little bit here. I introduced a new recommendation, and I don't know why it never dawned on me. I think because there are several of this tree planted around the Dallas area, and I've started noticing how well it's doing. It's not a tree that I've ever grown myself or designed into a project, but there's one in my neighbor's house right across the street. There's several within a few blocks of me, and I'm seeing them pop up on landscapes here and there around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it's a tree that apparently has a pretty wide range where it will do well, and it's called Atlas Cedar. And it's featured at the top of the page on the newsletter about Christmas trees. And it's the one that's just going out. You may not, if you're signed up to get the newsletter, you may not have even got it yet. It may be later today. But anyway, we'll talk about the Atlas Cedar just a little bit more and some of the other Christmas tree ideas when I come back. And then whatever you want to talk about, give me a buzz and we'll do that. 1-866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. To sign up for the newsletter, it's free. You can do it right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and the birds are back, too, as you can hear. Open line for you, and we'll get to the phones here pretty quick, so jump on at 866-444-3478. Yeah, this Atlas cedar is really an interesting tree. It's very open. It's very light gray. In color, it's just very distinctive. And the ones I'm seeing around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I know it'll do well farther north than us, but the ones here are doing very well. I'm not seeing any problems whatsoever, and I'm seeing some pretty good size ones. And I've gone back through my photo library and found some photographs of some pretty good size ones. So I started scratching my head about why I wasn't recommending this more. Any of you out there that have some experience with the plant, pro or con, you know, let us know. It's one I just literally have not grown, but it has a very, I think for a living Christmas tree, it would be a very good choice. And you can find them pretty easy probably around the country in the nurseries and so forth. But what I covered in the newsletter is what we've covered before, the ones that I recommend the most. There are basically three choices. The cut trees are not an environmental issue. A lot of people think that trees are being cut down and that's an environmental issue. They're grown in farms. They're grown specifically for a Christmas tree. My only real negative is that a lot of them, we've had a few Christmas tree growers contact us about controlling some of the pests they were dealing with organic techniques, trichogramma wasp and various kinds of things, and are having good luck. But still, a lot of the people in the industry use chemicals and spray pretty on a pretty regular basis because they want to have the tree looking, you know, pristine and don't care about the residue as much as they should maybe. So that's the only thing you have to worry about a little bit. Yes, some people do artificial trees. Those with allergy problems to trees need to go that route. Some people like it because of the convenience. That's fine. I like the smell of real Christmas trees in the house. One that would be maybe a little controversial that's on my recommended list is Eastern Red Cedar, or really any red cedar. And the trick there is to try to find one that already has berries on it. The blue berries of the female trees give you a little added ornamental feature. A lot of times, though, the young trees aren't producing the fruit yet. Some are, some do, and some that you would find as either a cut tree. That's one of the trees, especially in Texas, you could buy and have as a living tree or a cut tree, either one. The other living tree choice that I think is two that are really good, and they're covered in the newsletter. One is Italian stone pine, and it'll grow in a wide range across the country in a wide range of soils. It has a really interesting look when it's young. It has small needles that are kind of gray-green, and I've never been able to get anybody to tell me, and maybe there's somebody listening that actually grows those, if that's a natural situation where the needles are totally different when they're treated as a little Christmas tree and sold in the nurseries to when they're planted and start to grow, the needles get longer and change color. And it becomes a very soft tree, and with age it gets darker, tends to be kind of a medium green in adolescence, and then in old age or older age, it develops really dark green foliage. It looks a little bit like loblolly pine. Very large growing, terrific tree. Italian stone pine. Some people will plant Elderica, and they look pretty good when they're young, but be very careful about Elderica pine. It's also called Afghan and Mondale pine. Problem with it is it's a xeric plant. It's a drought-tolerant plant for desert situations. If you plant it where it gets regular irrigation, doesn't have good drainage, it's gonna crash and burn at some point. So be very careful with that. And we cover in the newsletter some of the cut tree choices that are the most common around the country. Fraser fir, noble fir, Virginia pine is another one that's sold. All of them have their pros and cons, but if you want to buy one that you'll use inside at Christmas and then go outside and plant, take a look at the Eastern Red Cedar or any Red Cedar, Atlas Cedar, this gray-green one that I was talking about, or the Italian Stone Pine, and there's one more, and it's for people with real small areas or if you don't want to have a big tree for whatever reason. Rosemary, the herb rosemary is trimmed into Christmas tree shapes, and even if you have a big tree, a lot of times it's a nice little tree to have for other rooms or something like that. Plus, when Christmas is gone, you can plant it in a pot outside or in the ground and have a great herb for you. Now, here's the key on living trees. Number one, buy it whenever you want to buy it, but leave it outside as long as you can. Put it inside as few a days as possible. And I know you want it inside early so you have the decoration and all that kind of thing, get the presents around it and all that stuff. But the sooner you bring it in, the longer you leave it in the house in artificial heat and conditions and low light compared to what's going to be outside, the harder it's going to have to adapt once you put it outside. So put it outside immediately after the presents are unwrapped, planted in the place it needs to go. And all these that I'm talking about need to be in full sun. All right, we'll get to the phones as soon as I come back, I promise. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you don't get our newsletter, just go to the homepage, fill out the form there. It's free. It's on a weekly basis, one subject at a time. I'll be back.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we've still got an open line, so jump on here. Easy time to get in today. Be that way for a while during the holidays, so take advantage of it. 866-444-3478. First up is Raymond in Lancaster, Texas. Hello, Raymond. Raymond. I took him by surprise, I think. Hey, Raymond.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, but I can barely hear you. Let's see if we can get your volume up a little bit. You there?
Yes, sir. Is this better?
Well, no. I wonder what that is, Matt. Can you tell? Are you on a mobile, on a remote phone?
Got you on speakerphone. Let me see if I can get on speakerphone. Give me just 1 second.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Hang on, everybody. Call in, and we'll put you up.
How about now, Howard? Can you hear me better?
No.
Let me call you back on another phone.
Well, I can hear you barely. Go ahead and give me your question, Raymond, and I'll just put it on the air, and you can listen on the – okay, all right. He's going to call us right back. We'll see if we can get Raymond up. He's got some question about something I was going to get into anyway, and that's Christmas gifts and Hanukkah gifts and other kinds of holiday gifts. We'll chat about that. Garden centers – nurseries, some of the hardware stores that sell some of the things that we're into are great places to get some terrific presents. I do a commentary during the week and runs on a bunch of stations around the country, and one of the commentaries that I did was talking about Christmas gifts. One of the things that's fun is going to a garden center that's into organics and get a basket, bring one or buy one, and then load it up with kind of a starter kit of organic tools and products, things like Garrett juice, seaweed, orange oil, trowels, the good gloves, various kind of gloves, and things like that. And then there's a lot of, you can have books, gardening books, mine or somebody else's books as part of that. And it can be a really, really cool gift. A lot of times people are not into organic simply because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to even get started. And a lot of people that I talk to say, so-and-so company or my yard man is maintaining the place, and I don't know what he's doing. Well, when you have that kind of a comment about your gardening, it's not being done organic. I think the chances would be about 100%. So giving them a starter kit so they just start to understand it, and a book or a printout of the basic organic program off of dirtdoctor.com would be an excellent thing to do. And you could add, you know, interesting things, herb teas and all kinds of things that we talk about here into baskets. They can be very inexpensive or they can be as elaborate as you would like. Raymond's back. Let's see if we can hear him this time. Hey, Raymond. Raymond, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Howard, how about now? Can you hear
me? I can't hear you at all. I don't know what the deal is. We'll try Bud next and see if his connection is a little better. Give me your question and just listen on the air. I can't hear you at all. I'm afraid you're not being heard on the air.
Okay, well, I could hear me on the air while it goes just perfect. But anyway, I'm having problems finding Hank Blue paint.
Uh-huh.
And also,
you're trying to find the Hank Blue paint? Was that the question?
Yes, sir. And also, my peach trees died last year from the drought in the winter. And an apple. And also, I'm looking for pear trees.
Okay. All right. Let me just listen on the air because I'm sure if the audience is hearing what I'm hearing, they can't hear you at all. So I can help you with those things. Just listen on the radio, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Harry.
I appreciate your call. Raymond wanted to know about gecko. Well, that's where you can find the paint he's asking about is the Haint Blue paint. Those of you that have been taking the newsletter and listening to the show have probably heard me talking about it. Haint Blue paint would be something, you know, a small amount of it just to give them the information. I guess that'd be a decent thing to be in a gift basket for a holiday gift too. Haint Blue is not a product. It's not a kind of paint. It's a color. It started years ago, I think, in Savannah, Georgia, by freed slaves, the story goes, were the first to use it, to paint trim on houses and the underside of eaves and porches and things like that. And the name came about because the people using it saw that when they used this blue paint, and we've got color chips on the website on dirtdoctor.com. There's a light Haint Blue and a dark Haint Blue. Basically, it's kind of a blue-green, has a little bit of green in it. And the people using it saw that when they used it, they didn't have cobwebs. They didn't have spider webs. They didn't have wasp nests being built. They didn't have dirt daubers and mud daubers. They didn't have the barn swallows and various swallows that build up under the eaves of houses. And they thought, well, if it works for that, maybe it'll keep away worse things also, like haints, ghosts and goblins. That's how the whole idea got started. And then I think other people just liked the way it looked and tried it and saw that it had some side benefits as well. And so we've tried it. It works great. We've had the eaves at our house and at the office painted now for a number of years, and we've got one wasp, and I like wasps, but if you want to use something that helps to keep them away, especially from the front door in dangerous places, this Haint Blue paint actually does work. We have one nest at the office, and it's built away from the Haint Blue paint. I've never seen a wasp nest actually built on it where it's painted blue. Now, some people paint the trim and paint the entire house with this color, and if you've had issues with really messy looking insects and things like that and want to give it a try, do. Gecko Hardware, and he was asking about where was the hardware store that I talked about. You couldn't remember the name of it. Gecko Hardware is the name of it in Dallas, in the east part of Dallas. And they actually don't know how to mix it exactly and know the story and all that and can help you easily with it. But any paint store, any hardware store, anybody that sells paint can help you make it wherever you are in the country. Just pull up the newsletter that we've done on it. I think we've done it twice. We did an update. And also you can pull up the information on Hank Blue Paint from the library in DirtDoctor.com. Paint the building blue. People call me a lot with boathouse questions. How can I keep the spider webs and cobwebs and the messiness away there? I think it would probably come close, if not completely eliminating the problem, for those of you who have asked me about how to handle it in a boathouse situation where it tends to be a big problem. It's kind of it doesn't really create a physical problem. It's not dangerous or anything like that. It just looks messy. So if you haven't tried it there yet, give it a whirl. And the other question that he had was about peaches and apples and pears. Let me get into that in a little bit. Bud's been holding. Let me help him first. Bud in Irving. Hi, Bud.
How you doing, Howard? How are you hitting them?
Oh, I'm not hitting them very good, and I'm not happy about what's going on with my board. I can't hear them at all, Matt. We got something really messed up here.
Could you hear me?
I can hear you barely, but I'm afraid the people on the listening on the radio can't hear you at all. We got something set wrong somewhere.
Could I ask you a question real quick?
Okay. I think I maybe just figured it out. Go ahead and ask, bud.
Okay. I'm working a garden for next spring. I'm putting leaves and manure in there and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know about pine needles. I asked you this a couple of years ago, but I forgot. Are pine needles good for the garden?
Pine needles are excellent for the vegetable garden and for ornamental gardens as well. It's a really curious thing, bud, because I don't recommend pine bark. Pine bark has a completely different chemistry, doesn't stay in place very well for starters. And then the second thing is the natural chemicals in pine bark are antimicrobial. That's good when it's on the tree, as bark on the tree, protecting the tree. But in the soil, it's not. For some reason, you know, nature came up with this plan, obviously. The needles don't have that negative chemistry. They break down very well, and they make an excellent mulch for the garden. The only negative about it, from a landscaping standpoint especially, is if you use pine needles or pine straw as your mulch and you don't have any pine trees growing on the place, it just seems kind of weird to me. A lot of people wouldn't mind that, but it is something that I think about. But for vegetable gardening, it's a terrific mulch. The only thing from the other thing from a landscaping standpoint, if you're using it in a lot of areas, if somebody throws a cigarette into it, this happened in downtown Dallas some years ago at the Federal Reserve Bank project down there, it won't flame, but it'll smolder. It'll catch on fire and smolder and all burn up eventually.
And I'm gonna bury them anyway. But the other question.
Well, wait a minute. You don't want to till raw pine needles into the soil. You only want to use them on the surface.
These are dried out now.
Well, if they're composted and broken down to where they're not even identifiable anymore, that's fine to mix them into the soil. But if you put raw pine needles tilled into the soil, you're going to get a little bit of tie-up. It's going to be a little bit of a problem. You need to compost them first before using them mixed into the soil. You can put them on the surface, though, and they'll break down and create humus and compost and stimulate biological activity and all that kind of stuff beautifully on the soil surface. They break down.
What about the ones I'm talking about that fell off the tree when they're on the ground? I was going to rake them up.
Same thing.
Okay.
You use them as a mulch, not as a bed preparation material.
Okay.
Until they.
What about ground up paper? Shredded paper, newspaper.
Oh, it can be used as part of your mulch. The best way to use paper, though, bud, would be to put it in your compost pile first with some shredded tree trimmings and leaves. There's plenty of leaves right now to mix with the paper. Add some molasses and get it all broken down. The problem with paper products on the surface is that they're messy looking, they blow around, they become trashy looking and all that. So you really need to wet them and mix them with molasses and other ingredients and compost the material first and then use it, and then it becomes a valuable tool. Now, if it's solid pieces of paper, newspaper, butcher paper, or even cardboard, you can lay the sheets out on the soil and then cover that with mulch so it holds in place.
Right.
And that works. That works fine.
That's right. You know anything about growing garlic? I want the best technique.
I do. I know a lot about growing garlic. Let me talk about garlic, peaches, apples, and pears when I come back. Just listen on the radio, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the number's 866-444-3478. Open lines. Jump on here. 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering, planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, we're going to talk about a few things garden-wise here for a minute, and then we'll get back to the phone. So jump on at 866-444-3478. Peaches, apples, pears. Raymond was calling about the fact that he has some trouble with those. And the first one is to plant good varieties. And usually the garden centers and the suppliers in any city will be selling, not the big box stores so much, but the independent stores will be selling the recommended varieties. We have an entire book. Malcolm Beck and I wrote an entire book on the subject of vegetables and fruit and edible landscaping and all that. And for the Texas area, the different zones, we have all the recommended varieties in there. That is one of the places where you can get great information from the Extension Service. They keep up with that wherever you are in the country. For Raymond, right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the plants that probably I recommend the most, if you haven't already planted them, let's just start with that, would be the Orient pear. It's probably the most foolproof choice. There are some others that would work well, and if you have the room, I would always recommend planting more than one variety. But if you only get to choose one, Orient is the one that's going to be the easiest to grow. Peaches, the things like Ranger, Redskin, Harvester, Loring, those, but there's others. They're going to be the most difficult of all the fruit trees that we'll talk about to grow. They're just a little bit more sensitive to insect and disease issues. Apples are a little easier, really. The one that's almost foolproof is Holland, but I've seen great results from a lot of others. Pink Lady, Gala, Golden Delicious, Molly's Delicious, a lot of different ones will grow well in the kind of soils we have here in North Texas. But here's the thing about fruit trees. Whenever anybody calls me about problems with fruit trees and I get to the bottom of it, it has been close to, if not 100% of the time, the issue of stress in those plants was that they were planted too deeply. Now, too much or too little water can also be it, and I'll give you some tips on how to balance that out. But the first step is to get the trees at the right height. even if they've already been in the ground several years, the chances are about 99% that unless you have specifically addressed this issue, that the trees are going to be too deep in the ground. When you buy a fruit tree and you get it home from a nursery or a grower or whatever, whether it's bald and burlapped or bare rooted or in a container, the soil line and the mulch where it was healed in, if it's bare rooted, is going to be up near somewhere near the graft union. And everybody tends to believe that that graft union, which is that little dog leg or a little swelling, that's where it was grafted. The top was grafted to the bottom part, the root part of the transplant. They think that that's the line that ought to be about level with the ground. If you use that as the line to plant the tree, but to have the soil come up to, you will have planted the plant about 8 inches too deep in the ground. And so that's why we have such a tremendously high percentage of trees that as they get into trouble, stress, which leads to insect and disease problems and other things, that's the one thing that needs to be addressed across the board. And so if they've been there a while, you can fix it. You can take the soil off. The root flare or trunk flare needs to be exposed to air. It needs to be able to breathe. It's bark tissue. It's not root tissue. And so that's the first step that everybody needs to do. Now, on soil moisture, you need to make sure the area drains well. It's not staying super saturated. If it is, trees are going to die. At worst, at best, are going to limp along and have all kind of problems that you have to deal with. So you have to have good drainage. You have to have moisture, and the moisture in the soil needs to pulse for fruit trees. It doesn't need to stay moist or wet all the time. It needs to be watered properly and then dry out to a degree in between waterings. If you have sandy soil that is having difficulty staying moist and it's staying on the dry side, the one ingredient that is probably the most important for you to use, and it would be important for you whether you have sand or clay, is lava sand. Lava sand or any other volcanic sand mixture will help hold moisture in the soil at just the right level for a longer period of time than anything else you can put out, including compost and organic materials. It works best with the organics. It's the yin and yang of the well-balanced soil, the volcanic rock materials, and the compost and organic fertilizers. So you get the flare exposed so it's breathing properly, and if it has been planted too low, that means creating a depression in the ground and exposing that root flare so it stays exposed. Same thing with shade trees, but I see this being a bigger problem with the fruit trees. And we'll talk a little bit more about fruit trees when I get back. Garlic, simple. Plant the cloves right now. You could have done it in October. That's what's recommended most often. But you can plant cloves now or after the first of the year. Plant them just under the soil, pointy end up or laying down sideways. Water them in. You'll have a little greenery come up during warm periods. During really cold periods, you might get a little tip burn if you're worried about that cover with floating row cover. And then next summer, early summer, you'll have a production of garlic underground. It's that simple. Using prepared soil, planting the cloves into the prepared soil, of course, is better than just going out and planting them in the dirt. The bed preparation is on dirtdoctor.com, right under the guides on the homepage.